It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 284. Yeah, we've been doing this a while now. Highlights from the past week's shows heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic1029. Find me on Facebook or on Twitter and Instagram at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O. Thanks for downloading.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
March 31st, and a new law is being proposed in France that would make it illegal for someone to, and I quote, look like a prostitute in public. So if the law is passed, what does that mean? Everyone just celebrates Halloween in the privacy of their own homes? Is that how that works? And two more women have come forward and accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault. I kind of feel like I've been reading the same story over and over and over again, like that Groundhog Day movie. No. It's been new victims each time. Over 30 women have made accusations against Bill Cosby. 30! And a man in Colorado has put his 3D printer to interesting work. He made a tortoise shell. I'm going, well, that's not that interesting. He made it for an actual tortoise. Yeah, the creature was born with a misshaped shell, which could have led to some serious health problems. Guy used his 3D printer to generate a new shell and then Velcroed it to the tortoise's back. Good as new. And the trailer for Fear the Walking Dead is online now. The finale of Walking Dead was just this past week, or as people with Netflix are saying, just 6 more months till the finale of Walking Dead. No spoilers. I love the show. Do I love it enough to get a specialty cable package? Not quite.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, a brand new app transforms the streets on Google Maps into an interactive Pac-Man video game. I haven't tried it yet, but I wouldn't worry so much about Pinky, Blinky, Inky, or Clyde. I think it's more the ghost of your lost productivity you gotta worry about haunting you. And Lollapalooza has banned selfie sticks. Will other festivals follow suit? Hard to say. Personally, I don't get the point of the selfie stick. Maybe that's just because I have arms like a gorilla. Like I was born with two perfectly good selfie sticks of my own. And a farmer in Ireland has shot a video of himself using a drone to herd a flock of sheep. Also read that Amazon has begun testing drones for delivery. Long story short, every job in the world is about to be replaced by drones. Now, basically, if we continue in this direction, we'll all be unemployed. We'll just sit around waiting for the drones to deliver our EI checks. Or wait, maybe we'll work in drone factories. Yeah, that could work. And finally, McDonald's in Germany are testing all-day breakfast menus. Meanwhile, a McDonald's in Copenhagen has opened a drive-thru exclusively for bicycles. Yeah, the McBike-thru, which actually sounds like a pretty good idea. So long as they don't start serving hot soup or fondue.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, did you eat a chocolate Easter bunny yesterday? If so, expect to jog for a whopping 3 hours to burn it off. Yeah, each one of those bad boys packs an average of 370 calories. Have you ever wondered just how big the heaviest human being on record was? Probably not until I asked that very question. But it turns out, 1,400 pounds. The caloric equivalent of, well, 7,568 chocolate Easter bunnies. That's a lot. And how hard do you think it would be to break out of prison? Probably pretty tough, right? Well, getting the prison to release you voluntarily actually seems like the path of least resistance. A prisoner in the UK did just that. Smuggled in a cell phone, set up a fake web domain, set to appear like an official government site, and all from within the confines of the prison walls, sent off a few phony emails. Next thing you know, he was walking free. And have you ever been pulled aside at the airport for additional security screening? Sure, it could be random security screening, or it could be behavioral. A new report lists 92 actions that could get you flagged by security. Now, some are obvious, you know, like appearing to be in disguise. Others, less so. Yawning, excessive throat clearing, staring at the ground, whistling, laughing too much. Basically, if you aren't angrily complaining about lost baggage or delayed flights, they know something's up.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, did your family get a visit from the Easter Bunny yesterday? Okay, sure. How about the Easter Egg Chicken? Because that's a thing. Well, a nickname anyway for the Araucana chicken, which naturally lays green, blue, pink, and brown eggs. Naturally colored eggs coming from a chicken. And remember those guys in Saskatoon who lost their cool at a Tim Hortons and threw a snake over the counter? Well, believe it or not, they didn't show up for their court date last week. I know, I'm as shocked as you are. And it seemed like just a couple of reliable snake-throwing dudes. I feel deceived. And are you vegan? Did you know almonds are not vegan? Yeah, I know they're nuts, they grow, but the plants are pollinated by bees. If there's any kind of alive, wiggling, moving creature in the mix, not vegan. And the internet has made accessing information super easy, but is Googling inflating our perception of our own intelligence? Definitely, at least according to a new study, using Google does inflate the human ego. In a recent experiment, participants who used Google to answer specific questions believed they could later answer unrelated questions more accurately. Could they? Yeah, right.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.